Alan, well done today. Just how much better was that than Wednesday night?
Obviously, to win 3-0 at home, where we've been particularly strong, is obviously pleasing. It's been a really tough week. I certainly won't lie to you. Performance at Plymouth, particularly first half, and then the second half performance at Aldershot, really not what we want, not what we expect, and we hoped for a reaction today, and we certainly got that. I think to a man, all the players deserve credit. 11 that came on, that started the game were fantastic to get again an early goalish at Fratton Park with Craig Westcar. I think that's pleasing. It settles down a little bit, but in truth being known, really in the context of the game, we could have scored 7. The keeper's made 2 brilliant saves from Ryan Taylor. I know Tails would be a little bit disappointed, but his contribution today and the way he built the play and the way he spread the play and allowed us to get up the pitch was fantastic. And 2 great finishes from Jed. Header, similar to the goal at Newport last year, which set us up on our way certainly the manager. And it's a great ball from Miles. Had a chat with Miles at half-time, showed him some video of how he can affect that right-sided defender. He's done that with a great cross. So overall, very pleased, and it is pleasing. Now we've got to build on that. We've got to stay focused. We've got to keep our feet on the floor and concentrate now and try to improve our away form. And that's really, obviously, we want the home form to be as it is consistent, but we need to have more consistency away from home. And that will be the theme of this week's training.
Is there any magic formula, or how do you get it? Because you can see today the belief really just grew.
The belief grew today because there was a shape. We'd spoke yesterday and we'd run through some things on how we want them to play. And it's about discipline, really. And certainly a big theme from me in the dressing room on Wednesday night was mental strength. And it's mental strength not only with the ball, but without the ball. Are you prepared to work back for your teammates? Are you prepared to do the horrible things and the nasty side of the game, which doesn't look effective from the stands? It doesn't catch the eye from the supporters. But if you can do that and do it effectively, you're doing it for the team, you're doing it for the staff, and then it works its way to the fans. They might not see that sometimes, but that's the ethic that we need, and that's the work ethic and the togetherness we need away from home moving forward. So pleased with today. It's gone now. We put it to one side. Our thoughts now concentrate on Tranmere. We'll be looking at them over the, certainly tomorrow I will be, and we'll look, and Paul will analyse what we've done today, and then we'll try and take that forward. But we've certainly enjoyed tonight. Like I said, it's been a tough 8 days, so we'll enjoy tonight and concentrate now for Tranmere on Saturday.
Jed Wallace, 2 more today. We've not even reached the end of November and he's already got 10 goals. How impressive is that?
Yeah, he's doing great. I did say to Jed when I was at Swindon, and I got to 10 as well by November, and it's a great feeling. He could have scored a few more. He'll know that, but I'm delighted for him with 10. He takes responsibility with penalties, which is, I know from experience, that is, you know, that's a brave footballer who wants to go up and take on that challenge, and he does it. And he gives us an option, but as well as Jen scoring 10 goals for us, which is fantastic, Jed's also got to know the defensive side of the game and work back for his teammates, which he did manfully today. And I think if we can marry all them things together, with the technical side of his game and that ethic to work back, as we've all done today, it was great. The 2 debutants today, I thought they were excellent. I thought they were nice and steady, kept their composure, kept their shape, and I think that's obviously ultimately helped us along the way. Let's be fair, as any team comes, they will have a spell. Morecambe did have 10 minutes in the second half. They had a couple of opportunities, but overall we're fairly comfortable in the game.
Just finally, Thursday, obviously the loan deadline. Is there any possibility more loanees could be arriving this week?
It's a possibility. I think certainly Andy, the chairman, Tony Brown and Mark Catlin have worked very hard over the last few days to get the 2 players in, and I certainly wouldn't say no to that. I think it's healthy. I think it's proved healthy today that 2 new faces have come in to freshen things up, liven things up, and people have to understand that it's a competitive industry we're in, and those who do it on a regular basis, consistent basis, normally succeed. Those who tail off and it's don't do it for us on a regular basis, might find themselves out of the team, and that's the work ethic. You have to, again, be mentally strong. If you're out of the team, you work incredibly hard with the right attitude to get back in the team, and that's what we expect moving forward. So we changed things subtly as well. I went and sat just behind the dugouts above the bench in the first half and for the first 10 minutes. So we've gone round things a different way really this week to try and freshen things up, a slightly different approach than what we normally do. It's paid dividends today. But what we wanted to do is pay dividends on a more regular basis. We've moved to 10th, within striking distance of the playoffs. So we go to Tranmere we're confident, but we also go there determined to try and change our track record away from home.
Was there a specific change in the last couple of days, the way training, the way you prepared the players?
No, not particularly in that way. Maybe from the three of us in how we've approached things. We've, you know, no crisis meetings, but just a collective togetherness from all the staff, from SNC, goalkeeping, every department, medical have come together to have a chat and to see whether we can improve things. And that should always be the case. And it's always been in place, but, you know, it's like when you have a couple of poor results, it's right that you question things, but also other people within the club question things, and fans do as well. So you've got to take a good look, hard look at yourselves. And but the one thing we do and will is belief in ourselves as a staff, and we've got belief in the players. Don't worry about that. We've got belief in the players. We know they can perform, but what we want is a bit more consistency.